Hello, and welcome to the Kimball Leadership Podcast. This podcast series is dedicated to providing helpful insight to leaders at Kimball in leading the Kimball way. I'm Erica Ritchie, and I'm going to be your moderator over the podcast series for the next 12 months. We'll be sharing a number of podcasts that are customized and designed to be integrated and supportive of the five leadership capabilities in leading the Kimball way. I know all of our listeners are familiar with these, but as a reminder, they are be a catalyst for growth, have an enterprise mindset, cultivate talent, show courage, and build followership. So let's jump right in. Today we are joined by Audrey McGuckin, CEO of Audrey McGuckin Talent Solutions, and in this podcast, we're going to focus on mindfulness. Audrey, can you share with the Kimball leaders why we decided to invest time in mindfulness in the leadership journey?
Sure. Thanks, Erica. And thanks for reminding us of the five capabilities that are really part of the Kimball framework and leading the Kimball way. And really, if you can imagine, you know, what is the fuel that's going to support those five capabilities? And it's this notion of first work on yourself so that you can be a great leader for others. And then, so where does mindfulness come in? This mindfulness is really around working on ourselves. You know, you guys have all heard me talking about the world we live in today is fast technology, fast pace of change. It's a complex environment, and leaders are tested every single day. And so this notion of first work on yourself really plays strong, particularly in the world we live in today.
That's great. Thank you so much. Can you share with our listeners what mindfulness is?
Yes. And I think first up, I would say, you know, I'm not what you would call an expert in mindfulness, but I would say that I've been exposed to it and I've studied it and I find it extremely valuable. And mindfulness is really the psychological process that we go through in our mind of bringing our attention to what's actually happening in the moment. It's about being present, and it's really about leveraging our thoughts in a very intentional way. It does come from it comes from the ancient traditions of Buddhism, but in the modern Western world, there's some adaptation being applied, and we find that many organizations are now using it as part of the work that they do in developing leaders.
Yeah, and I think that's so important right now. And you mentioned just the space we live in of how busy life is and even technology, and where we live in a multitasking society. So to practice being present and really work on that discipline is really powerful, because it's very tough to be present when you're juggling a lot of things at one time. So I think it's really powerful and can have some huge impact. But you alluded to having some experience, so let's unpack that a little bit more. Can you share with the Kimball leaders how you first became familiar with the practice of mindfulness?
Sure. And it was a number of years ago. In fact, it was probably around 30 years ago, which seems an awful long time. But at the time, you know, I was working three jobs and I had a lot of social activities and I had a lot of things going on in my life. And, you know, I was experiencing some of the classic signs of burnout, which was inability to sleep, inability to focus, and a huge burden of just tiredness. And I was very fortunate to work for an organization who had a really forward-thinking HR leader, and you know, as she saw some of those signs and I started to experience them physically, She didn't waste any time in really recommending that I really focus on this notion of mindfulness, breathing, and relaxation. And, you know, 30 years ago, it wasn't in vogue. Nobody had really heard of it. But I tend to be a little bit of a pioneer, so I thought, let's go ahead and try this. And I did, you know, and one of the things that I had to do was I had to make a commitment to it. So it really wasn't about going to, you know, a therapist for one day, learning some stuff and then going away. It was really committing to practicing and committing to making changes. And so it's a much longer story, but that was really my first introduction to mindfulness. And then my next big change in how I leveraged mindfulness was when I was living in Asia. And for all of our listeners on this podcast, I know that you all work across time zones, and I know that you're all up early taking conference calls, and that you're all staying up late to take conference calls, and it can sometimes be the nature of the work of global leaders. And I actually found that when I was in Asia, particularly because the organization I worked for, their corporate offices were in the US. So that became a moment in time where I really had to up the ante on the mindfulness. And I spent a lot of time working on that and practicing and learning more about it when I was actually in Asia. So those are two stories from me, Erica, just in my own personal experience. And the impact on my own life has been huge.
That's great. It's always great to hear from a personal experience of how it's really made impact. But do you have any other stories that illuminate the power of mindfulness?
Yeah, you know, one of my great friends, and he's an athlete. He's a climber. He does triathlons, and so very, very athletic. And he last year went on a hiking expedition. And he actually went on it on his own, but he had his dog with him. And during that expedition, he fell from a ledge and broke multiple bones in the region of between 20 and 25 bones. And of course, he couldn't move when he fell, but his dog managed to get him help. When he was in hospital, they really started to introduce him to this concept of mindfulness and the power of thinking. And they also introduced him to yoga as well. And so here you have this strapping, big, athletic guy who took on yoga. And he firmly believes that had he not taken that journey of mindfulness and yoga, that his recovery would have been much, much longer. So I think that's just another personal story, Erica, that illuminates just the power of mindfulness and the power of meditation and yoga alongside that.
Absolutely. I had a very similar story to that in how yoga was introduced in mindfulness into my world, and it was not something I particularly looking for, and I moved a million miles an hour all of the time and didn't think I had space, and actually had to as a class for school to graduate from college, and it forced these 2 hours a week, so 1 hour sessions twice a week, where I just had to go and I just needed a gym class to graduate. And when I actually did it and showed up and was present, it changed so much for me, because it was the first time I'd ever slowed down. I'd been present. It taught me to not be always thinking about the next thing, but to be right there in a moment. And it's practices that I've taken for, you know, over 10 years now. And in moments where things get cloudy for me, it's where I go back to now of let me be present and let me get my mind around it. But it was something that I kind of fell into, much like your friend, where it was it changed everything, and it really did help for people who especially just like to move fast, and you think you don't need to pause. So I definitely relate to that story. But as we have talked about this, and you've shared some great stories, can you talk a little bit more about the idea of, does mindfulness really impact leadership capabilities?
Sure, and I think that's a great question, and you know, particularly for our listeners, and you know, particularly for organizations that tend to have an engineering bias and a metrics-based bias, it's really about, well, what are the metrics, and you know, what's the business case for mindfulness? And Harvard Business School, they did a recent study in 2017 on this topic of, does mindfulness really impact leadership capabilities? And what they found is that the answer was yes, it does impact leadership capabilities, and specifically three. One is resilience, the other is capacity for collaboration, and then the third one is the ability to lead in complex situations. So Erica, we can share that article with our listeners, and Jessica will be able to put that on the SharePoint drive for those that are listening but also like to read. So that's something that we can share with our listeners.
Great. That's a great resource. So we have talked about what mindfulness is. We've defined it. And we've talked about why it's important and the impact we've personally experienced. But can you share with us how our listeners can actually practice and build this capability?
So one of the things that we're committed to doing through our podcast series is bringing experts to the table. So, you know, I shared with our listeners that I had some experience in mindfulness, but not an expert. And so our role is to bring that expertise to the table. And I'm really thrilled to share with our leaders that Yvette Tay, who is a yoga, mindfulness, and meditation expert based in Singapore, is going to be joining us for four podcast series where we'll have the opportunity to go deep in this topic and really learn more about what mindfulness is, what it isn't, how leaders can take accountability for it, And how they can really learn more about this ancient yet modern practice of mindfulness.
So as we get ready to wrap this up, what is one piece of advice that you can give our Kimball leaders as we get ready to embark on this mindfulness journey?
Yeah, that's a great question, Erica. And you know, it's like everything else. And for the leaders that are listening, To this podcast, you know, as you think about a sport that you've played, or a musical instrument, or something in your life that you've become expert in, the only way you become expert and good at it is through practice. And so my biggest piece of advice is, let's go on the journey together. Let's really figure out where are the opportunities to practice mindfulness, and let's make a commitment to this area of practice.
All right, Audrey, thank you so much. Do you have any other last minute comments for our listeners?
Yes, Erica. You know, my invitation to our listeners is to keep an open mind. This is something that's different, and be curious and create some space for you to do something different.
I love that. I love it. Thank you so much. And thank you for being open and sharing your story and really how mindfulness has impacted your life and being open with that. So with that, I say thank you. Thank you for listening to our first Kimball podcast. We are so excited on journeying with you all and to deliver your next podcast over the coming months. So we will be back with you soon. Thank you.